It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, August 26th. I'm Mark Garrison, in for Ben Johnson. Facebook's stock is at $40.55. That number matters because it's the first time it closed above 40 bucks, a milestone. The stock has had a rough ride since its IPO in May 2012. Back then, instead of soaring, shares sunk. But the company has slowly mounted a comeback, growing its mobile users and ads. Investors who believed in it through the tough times could be feeling a lot better now. From friending to farming, there are growing concerns about feeding an exploding world population. A recent United Nations report has a creepy, crawly solution. Eat more bugs, which don't take up the resources of beef, pork, and chicken. New technology provides ways to efficiently farm bugs, but of course, many people just don't want to eat them. I got a firsthand look and taste of some of this new technology at a New York event. It's the only time I can remember the main course chirping. Outside, these chirping crickets are pests. In here, they're dinner. The crickets hop around in a clear plastic contraption about the size of a vacuum cleaner, kind of a steampunk habit trail. It's a prototype for a compact cricket farm. Jacob DeZamba created it.
This piece would farm about 2,500 crickets every 8 weeks. Sorry, can I just, do you mind if I...
A rebel cricket is escaping. DeZamba darts in, taping up the breach.
I think I found the leak, though.
He says a farm this size is an easy, cheap way to provide enough protein for 2 full meals a week. As people mingle, University of Georgia entomologist Marianne Shockley says bugs provide protein at a fraction of the cost of beef.
They require less water, they require less space, and they require a small amount of food.
All three are scarce in the developing world. Some cultures already eat insects, either ground into flour or whole, but many people feel like Caitlin Kelly.
Seeing the insect and its eyes and its legs, it's just kind of those kind of gross aspects of insects.
Aruna Handa enjoys eating bugs. She organizes events like this to get squeamish consumers and entrepreneurs interested too.
There's a golden opportunity here, and we just have to figure out how to convince people to give it a try.
Like me. Cookie Martinez, normally a baker, shows me her cricket cuisine.
So we have cricket and crostini.
I'll try just a cricket, what would you call it, cricket?
Cricket sashimi.
You leave the legs on and everything?
Everything.
It's crunchy. It's not a bad little snack. Do I have any legs in my teeth? I feel like I have a leg in my tooth right now.
You're fine.
Bug believers now, including the UN, say if enough people eat the occasional insect, the world will be better fed and better off. Before we go, a reminder that even tech execs can send an embarrassing reply all. Friday morning, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer sent a company-wide email announcing his coming resignation. ValleyWag reports that later, a high-level MS employee sent an email to Ballmer and apparently every Microsoft worker on the planet. Embarrassing, but if you read the signature, you see the staffer sent it from his Windows phone. If more people had those, Ballmer might not be leaving. From New York, I'm Mark Garrison, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.